There you go. Jane Bennett on soprano and Don Pullen, the late Don Pullen on piano, playing his chord clusters and sort of all sorts of interesting effects on the piano, which was his trademark. Gone too soon. He died, I think, in the I don't have the information in front of me, but probably 25 years or so ago now. Don Pullen there with Jane Bennett. Jane, of course, is still around. As I say, I've interviewed her on this show a couple of times, and she is currently working with a Cuban women's band called Macaque and doing a great job, and has been totally immersed often in the Cuban jazz world, and has done a terrific job of mentoring and bringing Cuban jazz. All of that has been played here and known about here, and that's why you need to phone 204-774-6877. It's our Fun Drive week, and thanks to Michael, who donated during that break, during that music, and donated $95.90. Isn't that cool? 95.9. And so thank you, Michael, for that. It brings my show total with that donation to $23.65 approximately, and the station total is approaching 35. Come on, we got to get to 35. It's 34.787, I think, if my addition is correct. But yes, it is that time of year when we ask you one time in this 2-week period to give back some of the pleasure, entertainment, variety, all of those things that we provide on a 24/7 basis around the year. But once a year, we need your help. As a community station, we don't have any ads. We don't we aren't beholden. How's that for a nice old word? We ain't beholden to nobody, and we can do therefore an extraordinary variety of programming. The variety here is really quite amazing. It's there's a huge diversity throughout the music and the spoken word and everything in between. And over the years, we have also been a springboard for an awful lot of local talent, whether it's musical or whatever else. We provided opportunities for people to find out about radio and find out about themselves while they were doing radio. A lot of young current or recent grads over the years in all sorts of different ways. I thought just a couple of days ago, yesterday, there was a wonderful article in the paper about a woman named Sarah Michelson. Sarah is a treat. I just love that woman. And she used to hang out here an awful lot, was part of the CKUW family. And many years ago, she became Mama Cutsworth. And she not only now does DJ work all over the city as Mama Cutsworth, but she has a school where she trains other people to do the same thing. And there was a neat article in yesterday's Free Press. And Sarah, there's one of our alumna out there doing a great job in the community. And then I thought a couple of days ago, I was reminded, because I know the guy, that the current number one CEO of the Winnipeg School Division is Matt Henderson. And Matt used to have a very quirky show here 20 or 25 years ago where it was social comment and recipes sort of all mixed together. It was a scream. He's a very wonderful sense of humor. And now he is the chief superintendent of the Winnipeg School Division. So those sorts of stories are not unique. We provide a springboard for people to learn about radio and learn about themselves and move out from this over the years into wider endeavors, both in this community and around the world. So your support of CKUW during this Fun Drive period does an awful lot of good. That is much more than you would possibly imagine. 204-774-6877. I need to hear that phone ring. I want to get closer to a 35,000 amount for the station, and I really love to get close to 3 for me, but I'm at 23 2365 at the moment. I'd need another 700. That's not too bad. I mean, we're just into our second hour. It's 11:12 Central Time, so we go till 1 o'clock. That's enough time for you to, if you're driving, pull over, because you can't do it while you're driving, and phone in and make a pledge. If you're at home and you don't need to pull over, then phone in. Or if you're at your computer, fundrive.ckuw.ca. All sorts of different ways to show your appreciation for what we provide for you for the remaining 50 weeks of the year. Going to play more music now. I played a track that Keith Price, who is now a Winnipegger who is in New Zealand. I'm going across the water from New Zealand to Australia next with Andrea Keller, pianist, educator as well, and mentor, wonderful composer. Has a great new album called Flicker and Polar Bird. And from that new album, I'm going to play a track called Compassionately Yours. That's what we try to be here, and we need it back. 204-774-6877. Here's Andrea Keller. Sorry, I'm just losing my list here. I'll get there in just a minute. Thank you. Compassionately Yours, a track from a great album called Flicker and Polar Bird out of Australia with a pianist, composer, leader, educator, you name it, Andrea Keller. I've communicated with her a bit on never have met her, of course, but I have communicated with her a few times now, and I get the impression that she is an incredibly fascinating and very, very nice person, if I can use that basic term, as well as being a remarkable musician and leader, Andrea Keller there. And again, I don't know how long Andrea Keller has been performing and playing. She's obviously quite young, but I had no idea about very much in Australian jazz, and certainly not about Andrea Keller until a few years ago. And now I helped introduce her to a little bit wider North American audience, and have reviewed at least one of her albums in the newspaper, because she is worthy of that, and I appreciate her work. Now, that's just an example of what happens here and what this show is all about and why we need your help to keep it going. I have no problem with the hours it takes me every week to research, to listen, to put together 3 hours of jazz every week. It's a privilege. It's a passion. It's a love. And I really feel remarkably privileged and thankful to the station for letting me do this for 25 years. Oh, my goodness. But having said that, I also am very much aware that this great little station needs all the help it can get from the community that it serves, because we do. We serve you. We serve you with a variety of programming that you're not going to find anywhere. And to get back from you some help for that is what we're here about in Fun Drive Week. We really appreciate all the people who've donated up to now, and there has actually been a little bit of activity online since I started my show for other shows being reflected in the donations rather than Voyage. I mention that because it means that as of 11:20, our station total is now at 34,882. Do you realize that's we can get to 35 very easily if a couple of you people will phone 204-774-6877. My show goal is at just over 2,300, and thank you to Brian for a donation that came in as well during that last musical interlude. And as I say, my show total is just over 23. And the station total is just under 35. So we can mess with both of those if you'll just phone 204-774-6877, or like over the years an increasing number of people are doing, fundrive.ckuw.ca, and there are incentives. You can get the famous CKUW hoodie and friends cards for $170. You can get the unique annual T-shirt that supports Fun Drive and toque for $125. For $200, you can get a hoodie and a shirt and cards. For $500, you can get a CKUW monogamous radio. I had never even heard of a monogamous radio before, but this one, no matter how hard you try, it won't play anything except CKUW. Now, there you go. For $95.90, you get a toque and a card. And the famous CKUW toque, I have one in my pocket for the walk home when I leave here today. So over the years, I would have to confess that CKUW has sort of had an impact on my fashion sense and on my clothing that I wear, because a lot of it has logos on it over the years. And you can do that too. Have one of a significant, unique T-shirt that has been made specifically for a Fun Drive year, and it's only available during that time. It's not going to be around very long. Those are the sorts of incentives, as well as over $35 or $35 and greater a tax receipt, which I know a lot of my demographic prefer. Back to some music now, and again, thank you to all those the growing list of people who are contributing to this fund drive. And on my show, that list is really quite quite humbling, actually. But there's room for more. I would love to have a few more calls in and get my total up and the station total way over 35. We can do that. It's at 34.8 now. Come on, you guys can do that. Now is the time. If you've donated before, you know the drill, and you can do it again, or you can phone and harass your friends that you know also listen and may not have contributed. Get them to contribute as well. If you've never done it, it's really easy. You don't have to pledge your life savings. You just have to pledge what you can. And there's all sorts of options which our phone captain will walk you through, and it will be as painless as possible. In the meantime, let me play some more music here while you phone 204-774-6877 or fundrive.ckuw.ca. And if you do the online, just acknowledge the show that you want to support. In this case, if you're doing it now, I would ask you to support Voyage. But it all goes in the same pot, and if you would prefer to support Barking Dog or anything else on the agenda, you go right ahead and do that. In the meantime, I'm going to play some more music here. I'm going to go back to an artist that I really like. I actually saw him live here once in Winnipeg, baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan. Had a great album called Walk on Water with a band of his. And the tunes that he wrote are really sort of neat. I might actually play two tracks from this album. One is Song for an Unfinished Woman, and the other one is Song for Strayhorn, and it was written as a tribute to Billy Strayhorn, and it sort of sounds like Strayhorn. It's a lovely tribute track. Here's Jerry Mulligan with a couple of tracks from Walk on Water. And we don't walk on water, but we do a lot of miracles here, and we need your help to keep them going. 204-774-6877. Here's Jerry Mulligan. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love Jerry Mulligan. A fascinating character as well. Extremely bright. This is one very, very smart guy. But he did some wonderful, not only playing, but he did some amazing arranging, which doesn't always get recognized as for how great an arranger he was, in high demand by other groups, because if Mulligan arranged the piece for you, it was first rate. And those two tracks that I played from the album called Walk on Water were both arranged, of course, and composed by Mulligan. Well, we did have a $20 pledge come in a while ago. I haven't got that added to my list yet, but it will be done. And we got a phone call from someone who has contributed before, and actually, in fact, he wanted Rob, the station manager, and me to know, because I mentioned about the monogamous radio that only plays one thing, and I was sort of just saying, oh, that's interesting. He has one, and he says it's absolutely great. He loves it. You don't get anything other than what's on CKOW whenever you turn it on, and it works perfectly, and he just loves it. So I think what he was saying is, if anybody wants to pledge $500, take the monogamous radio. It's fabulous. Who knew, right? Yes, it is now. Gosh, the time is flying by. It's 11:43. My name's Keith Black, and I do Voyage here on Wednesdays between 10 and 1. And at the moment, it's Fun Drive Week, and I'm really trying to push all of you, each of you, whatever, and your friends and people who live upstairs, you can bang on the ceiling and get them to do it, whatever, to phone 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Because it's something that can really, really help us with, can keep the show going, keep the station going for another year, as we need your help in order to maintain the incredible quality. And I've been doing this this is my 25th year, my 25th fund drive. And when I think of the development, when we first started with a very much a grassroots flying by the seat of your pants in many cases, because a lot of us had never been hosts before, and we were using cart walls and, you know, 8 tracks and all the things that were at the time parts of the background for radio, and now everything is digitized. We have all sorts of slick things going on that have made us much more predictable. Not to say that there aren't bumps from time to time. We are a community station, and we don't have the unlimited resources to try and prevent all things from going wrong. And I've mentioned before, the station broadcasts 24/7 around the year, around the clock. And I don't know about you guys, but if you have anything electronic in your home or apartment that you would run 24/7 and let other people work with it, my guarantee is it's going to break down at some point. And that's what happens here as a matter of course. And we need input from our community to help us maintain and continue to provide an increasingly sophisticated, technically sophisticated approach to radio, without losing the touch of local amateur volunteer hosts breaking their neck to provide you with whatever their interest is. In this case, in my case, the jazz world. And it's a privilege to be able to do it, and it's a privilege to be able to ask you to help. And that's what I'm doing. I believe in this. I was just saying to Rob, whenever I try and pitch the station to my friends or whatever else, I can look them right in the eye and say, the station is much greater than the sum of the parts. It provides a contribution to this community that is way above the modest amount that we ask you to provide to make it keep going. But we do need that amount, whatever, however big, however small, we need your help. 204-774-6877, fundrive.ckuw.ca, if you want to donate online. I'm now well into the second half of my show, and I've got a little over an hour left, and I really, really need to hear that phone ring. We need to get to 35,000 for the station, and I'd like to get closer to 3,000 for my show. That's perhaps not realistic, but I'm around 23. I can do it if a few of you come in at a reasonable amount of a donation or a pledge. Our phone captain will help you through all the details. And I'm going to play some more music. I mentioned I played a track by Keith Price, a Winnipegger who is now in New Zealand, who's a supporter of the station and who has a single out from an album that is yet to be released. There's another person that's in Toronto that I communicate with and have met a few times. His name is Ernesto Cervini. He's a drummer and a multi-instrumentalist as well as a producer and a marketer and a leader of two or three different great bands out of the GTA. And Ernesto as well is a supporter, literally a supporter with money of the CKUW during Fund Drive. He also has a new album coming out, and he has a single from it that I can play because the album's coming out in a little while. And when I was talking to him, he said, "Oh, you at least play one more on. You can play one on your 21st show, 21st of February show. Shouldn't be a problem." The title of the track from the album is called Clumsy. The album, when it comes out, is going to be a Canadian songbook, which is sort of self-explanatory into where the music is coming from in terms of its composition or whatever. So here's Ernesto Cervini's band called Turboprop with a track from a soon-to-be-released album, and this track is called Clumsy. In the meantime, I need to hear that phone ring, 204-774-6877. That was Clumsy, a track from a soon-to-be-released album with drummer Ernesto Cervini's band called Turboprop, a supporter of the station and one of the links to some of the greatest jazz in Canada that Ernesto provides through his service, and has become a friend. I think I can use that term. I've only talked to him in person two times now, but we communicate a lot, and I have the highest regard for him as a person and as a musician, Ernesto Cervini. And I need to hear the phones ring. It's Fun Drive Week here at CKUW. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. And it's getting, you know, we're getting close to only an hour left in the show. And that means that I need to hear that phone and get some action here. 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. There's lots of time left yet. I'd love to get the station over 35,000. We're almost there. It's at 34.8. And my own show total is at 23, and I would really, really like to get it closer to 3,000. I'm not sure how possible that is, but you can make it possible. If there's just a few of you donating a reasonably small amount of money each, I can get to 3,000. 774-6877 is the number, or fundrive.ckuw.ca. And I've been really pushing the community aspect this morning. I really believe when you come right down to it, what we provide is a community resource that is absolutely unique. It doesn't happen. I don't think it happens in very many cities, and it doesn't happen in this city to the extent that we provide it. We have community voices in terms of outreach to community organizations, and we hear the phone ring. That's really nice. We are clearly providing a service that is worth supporting. It's worth your support. It's worth you giving back a little of what you listen to for the other 50 weeks a year, and hopefully you can find something to allow you to do it. If not for my show, and you need a couple more days to think about it. There's a couple more days left in Fun Drive. Think about it then. You can support my show even then, or some other show, but let's make it happen. We need your help. We need your support. I would like your support for this show. 204-774-6877. I think it's Colin. Just when you thought it was, you dodged it, it's not going to happen. But I'm going to play a classic track, my favorite version of Duke Ellington playing his theme song, Take the A-Train. And then, get ready for it, I'm going to play a cover of that by a vocalist. Well, I say vocalist, but you better put quotation marks around that. Darlene Edwards is going to sing for you Take the A-Train in a version that Duke would probably have laughed at just before he shot her. But that's not accurate at all. Here's Take the A-Train with the one and only Edward Kennedy Ellington.